following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Price.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too, all at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice, you'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because we've got an exciting show for you again today. So listen up, folks. Here we come.
And we're a nutrition specialist with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and so grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, where you have the vast array of the greatest supplements, protein powders, you name it. It's all there. Every kind of conceivable and wonderful Alive and Well formulas, organically produced and concentrated perfectly for you. And right there, too, is our beautiful affiliation, just a few steps away from the Broth Cafe.
Can you say that again?
Broth. And broad in, I always say, but I know it's repetitive, but it's still important to realize, broad spectrum broth, because the broth covers a whole lot of wonderful bases, organic and phenomenal, at the cafe there. It's beautifully air conditioning, a lovely marble area to eat in the chairs. Oh, it's just terrific with the organic foods, the organic juices. And we want to say to preface this by saying that we are endlessly and wondrously grateful to our affiliation with the local natural organic Maui farmers, because every day the magnificent produce is brought in to us. High concentration juices only produced in glass, and the loads of the vegetable juices, which I love every single day we drink those, and all of those magnificent vegetables that are part of the zillion choices. And I just want to make sure that you understand, whatever your particular choice is, if you're vegan, if you're vegetarian, if you're not vegetarian, and you want to eat organic meats or organic chickens or wild fish, all of those choices are available to you at the Broth Cafe.
Broth Cafe, broad spectrum. It isn't just soup, folks. It isn't just watered-down soup. It is incredibly delicious broth derived from, as Mona said, organic vegetables, all kinds of good earth-bound stuff.
Without chemicals or potents, pesticides, none of that.
Because everything we eat comes from the earth, praise God. And this is just amazing what it's, the concoctions they put together in that kitchen for flavor, nutrition, and exuberant good health.
That's exactly right. And remember, too, we have to say that when you're thinking of a dream place, the cascading waters, the purity, the magnificence, talk about vortex.
You just did.
I want to say what warm vortex is.
I know.
But I always wanted to go to the top of mountains in an area so far away from all humanity and experience the beauty of something I've never fully known in my life, particularly since I was born in Brooklyn and raised in Manhattan. Get real. You didn't exactly get the top of mountains over there. You know what I'm saying?
But you can drink all of what you said, all of your aspirations, all of your daydreams, all of the wonderful things that happen in this world with the vortex water.
Describe, please.
Vortex water is the same as cascading down mountain streams, okay? Or the waterfalls. You're driving to Hana. Look off to your right side. You'll see some beautiful waterfalls. That's vortex water happening right there before your eyes. And when it comes out of a little faucet, it's Alive and Well, because the little vortex adapters that apply to the end of the pipe that empties into your water jug is swirling and twirling the water and hydrogen and oxygen together, just like it does as a cascading down a mountaintop.
That's right, and it's super high oxygenation and with structure cell availability. This is all proven, and this dates back. We have to know that this type of incredible high oxygenation water dates back to 1938 when a famous doctor, Dr. Otto Warburg, very famous, got the Nobel Prize in Medicine for the realization that a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, not even hardly any disease, not even cancer can arise. That has been reinforced many different times. So again, the
we're not saying it's a cancer cure.
No, we're saying it's high oxygenation and free of chemicals and impurities.
That's right.
And high
That's
cell
right.
structure.
That's right.
That's exactly right. You know, I think it's very important that we start by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't put people on medications or take them off medication. Strictly a doctor's area. But we are nutritional educators, giving people important information about what doctors, whether they're holistic or not, learned about nutrients in clinical trials. We share information.
Would you say we are reporting? Reporting the information.
I would say that we're legitimate reporters. Yes.
Yes, okay.
I would say that we are.
Okay? I couldn't have said it better.
I always use
Beautiful.
The term messengers, you know?
Okay. There you go.
Okay. And so we share this great information. And, you know, I want to start by saying that when we share information or people hear us on the radio, they learn a lot. And when they apply this in our lives, their lives, they come and tell us about the great benefits all the time. I'm hearing this.
Mm-hmm.
Just one day, actually, it was just one day. This happens repeatedly every single day. There were at least three testimonials. Just one day, this was just yesterday, actually, of incredible benefits from something that I'm going to have Dennis talk about in a minute. And it's the super digestizyme, okay, mm-hmm. from Alive and Well. We could talk about that. And as each one of our wonderful people was grabbing one, they're all different ages, all different circumstances. One lady grabbed it and said, this super digestizyme was a miracle in my husband's life. He was very ill. He was addicted to acid blockers. He had terrible gas, terrible distress, terrible pain. She says, this took care of everything.
Yeah.
And then she went on and on about this, but also there was another lady, and even a younger lady said, I thought nothing would ever get rid of the distress and the pain that I was experiencing until I took Super Digestizyme. It changed my life. And then another lady came back and said a whole different story about what difference it made in improving all the quality of her life in every area. Can you talk about the aspects of Super Digestizyme, our lives, and how things change for us?
Well, as with most everything in life, young people have better metabolism. Young people have better energy levels. Young people have better muscle tone. Why? Because they're young. They're not aging. They're not aged. They don't have breakdown functions in your body. But just as your muscles become less muscular as you age, and your vision becomes impaired, and your blood pressure goes up, and all kinds of negative health developments, your hormones change completely by the time you're 50 years old. Why is that? Well, your body doesn't produce all the micronutrients and the wonder of metabolism that it had when you were a youngster. Because when you're young, you make all these things that make you grow. What makes you grow? The growth factor. But you outgrow the growth factor and you no longer grow. Well, the same thing happens with your digestion. When you're young, you have hydrochloric acid levels up to here. You have natural digestive enzymes up to here. And everything you eat, whether it's the rotten stuff, the candies and the sugars and all,
God forbid,
all the stuff
God
you don't
forbid,
need,
God forbid.
Or even the good stuff you get on occasion when you're young, all these things are digested without question in your body. But as you age, aging is not a regenerative procedure, as you may be aware, people
mm-hmm,
who are aging.
Absolutely.
It is not so much regeneration as it is degeneration.
Yes.
What do you do to restore whatever you had when you were younger? What do you do to delay the onset of even worse symptoms of somebody you see who's 90 years old? Okay, well, the same thing applies. As your hormones change, so does your digestion
right,
capability
right,
change.
Right, right.
All right, so here we are with digestion. What helps digestion? Hydrochloric acid and digestive enzymes.
Powerful digestive enzymes, properly balanced, correctly balanced.
And when you're young, you make gobs of these things, okay? And that allow, and you create a lot of, you create nutrients when you're young. You create nutrients. But when you get older, by your mid to late 20s, you don't create so many. So your growth spurt stops. Well, your digestion is very similar. You digest very efficiently when you're young, and as you get older, in your late 30s, early 40s, mid-50s, by mid-50s, holistic experts all say you've lost 70% of your ability to properly digest and absorb your nutrients. What? Why? Because you don't make the hydrochloric acid like you did when you were a kid.
And all those enzymes.
And you don't make all the enzymes that you made when you were a kid. But what holistic physicians say is take a digestive enzyme. Take the super digestozyme digestive enzyme, one or two with each meal, depending on your age, okay?
Okay. And
what
know,
that does is restore the proper acid levels to your stomach. It restores the proper enzymes, which, now keep in mind what enzymes do.
Yes, they break down and digest the food, and you, so you can assimilate the nutrients.
They break down food to the cellular level.
That's right.
Microscopic cells you can't see. But those microscopic digested cells travel through 27 feet of your small intestine and 10 feet of your large intestine, all of which, all the time, your body's slowly absorbing each of those nutrients, okay?
Right.
Each of those microscopic pieces.
You know, and you know, we've learned, too, one basic fact, which is actually a medically based fact, and that is when food is not digested, this is the exact definition, putrefactive bacteria live off the undigested food, and then all kinds of microbes, toxic bacteria, viruses live off that undigested food and break down and destroy the lining of the intestinal tract and also cause many diseases and many illnesses.
Absolutely.
So all of that is the complication from that too.
But
so
if
you have to digest everything perfectly.
And if you're not digesting everything perfectly, it leads to high uric acid levels. High uric acid leads to gout. If you're not digesting perfectly, you get smelly, stinky farts.
Right.
You get foul breath.
You can get Crohn's and alimentary canal problems, the breakdown
of
the alimentary tissue.
Okay.
And so this is a perfect and wonderful way, and it's the super digestozyme, which has the perfect balance. It's really great.
It's a phenomenal product.
Right. And also by digesting that food, you're not supporting not only the putrefactive bacteria, but you're not supporting viruses and toxic.
You're knocking
substance.
Them out.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Digestion is a purification process.
Right. And, you know,
if
we
you
also,
food.
Yeah, go ahead. We also learned recently that the acid blockers that the lady was telling me her husband break actually cause dementia. That was listed medically. Those proton pump inhibitors cause dementia as another side effect.
They neutralize. Proton pump inhibitors are beneficial in that they reduce the heartburn and the burning and the gassy fartiness of your guts because it stops the burning of the acid in your esophagus. Well, what's the acid doing in your esophagus? It doesn't belong there. Correct. It does not belong there. It belongs in your stomach. But if the acid levels are sufficiently high in your stomach, then the little sphincter muscle at the bottom of your esophagus, keep in mind the food goes from your mouth to your throat to your esophagus to your stomach. At the bottom of the esophagus entering into the stomach, there's a little tiny little muscle called a sphincter. The sphincter squeezes tightly closed when there's high acid in your stomach. When the acid level starts to diminish in your stomach, the sphincter starts to relax. And as you get into your 50s, you start noticing it. In your 60s and on up, you notice it even more. And you get heartburn, and it can give you throat cancer. And the doctors say, we got a cure for that. Use this drug. It's an acid blocker. So wonderful. So it stops the burning of your throat. Wonderful. But it also completely stops the digestion in your stomach and your intestines and leads to putrefaction and gas and all kinds of bloating and buildup of dead fecal matter in your colon. But digestive enzymes, the super digestozyme, digests your food thoroughly, raises the acid level right at the critical point in your stomach to close that sphincter muscle so the acid doesn't come up your throat and give you throat cancer. Just that simple.
Very well said. Thank you, Dan. Now, here's a top doctor, Dr. Wohls, W-A-O-H-L-S, and his medical team that brought out this information. And the title was The Xenoestrogen Effect, How Synthetic Chemicals Impact Your Hormonal Health. Mm-hmm. They start out by saying the xenoestrogen effect, how they impact your health. It's a very long thing about how, you know, and this is all the quotes from the doctors, okay? It says that these toxic estrogens are a problem for women and for men, say the doctors. This could be part of your health issues. Women suffering with severe periods, heavy bleeding, menstrual cramps, mood swings, excessive estrogens. But men are also impacted, say the doctors. Difficulty with low libido or difficulty achieving and maintaining erections, estrogen, excess estrogen effect. So they're talking about this estrogenic effect.
Well, what is so complicated and so confusing to the male anatomy, to the male mind, is that your testosterone changes into estrogen as you get older. Okay? There's a 5-alpha reductase enzyme which reduces testosterone and converts some of that testosterone into estrogens. And that makes you less manly. It gives you less erectile ability. It gives you less sex drive. All kinds of anti-masculine things going on to your complete ignorance of what's really going on. You know, how can you ever be aware of that? God, I'm a male. I don't make estrogen. Well, yes, you do, kid.
But these guy doctors are saying that this environmental estrogens, this estrogenic effect is a factor for both men and women because of the xenobiotics, the xenoestrogens, synthetic chemicals that stimulate hormone receptors in our cells. And this is exactly their words. Xenobiotics include pesticides, herbicides, plastics, solvents, fragrances of every kind. These are synthetic compounds that he says are disrupt, negatively affect cellular health, and they even at low levels interfere with neurotransmitter function, glucose metabolism, fertility, on and on for both men and women, okay? And he said, they say here, okay, and even to eliminate these xenoestrogens, a variety of natural phytonutrients support our detoxification process to increase excretion of these xenoestrogens, which they're going to get into. In my patients, says the doctor, who having issues with this excess estrogen effect, men and women, I go through these strategies to reduce exposure to these estrogens, remove the plastic water bottles, no plastic cookware, reduce exposure to fragrances, reduce exposure to pesticides and herbicides, switch to organic foods, say the doctors.
Not a bad idea.
And his team, okay? And do the detoxification, okay? And this detoxification can occurs in the liver, kidneys, and sweat gland. And there they start listing, and I want you to comment on this, Den. They start listing, this is the medical doctors with their clinical trials supporting it. Milk thistle contains silymarin, a compound that improves efficiency of the liver as it removes toxins and improves tissue repair and detoxification, reduces inflammation. The R-alpha lipoic acid helps regenerate vitamin C and E, supports coenzyme Q10 functioning in mitochondria, and clearance of mercury, lead, and cadmium. That's lipoic acid, the alpha lipoic. And then they go on to say, one of the big-time champion players, N-acetylcysteine Plus, say the doctors, improves intracellular glutathione levels, supports powerful detoxification, reduces oxidative stress, clinical trial, clinical trial, clinical trial, clinical trial. And other nutrients, they're talking about the green tea extract, resveratrol, and one of your favorite big players, quercetin, potent antioxidant, and detoxification of these. And I want you to comment right now. Can you finish up this here about other things showing the other nutrients that work? Please, top of the page.
Top of the page. Turmeric extract is an excellent source of curcumin, which supports phase 1 and phase 2 of the detoxification procedure and reduces inflammation and oxidative stress. How many times have we heard chronic inflammation is the source, the creator of all, spelled capital A, capital L, capital L, all disease emanates from chronic inflammation. Again, let me picture this in your mind. Or better yet, try this. Light a match and hold your other hand over it. Hold the match up, then hold your hand over the match. How long can you do that? Oh, not very long, because it burns, it hurts. Well, a cell can't escape the inflammation. The inflammation pervades the cells. Cells are microscopic, and when they're so tiny you can't see them, but under a microscope you see what's really going on. Any excessive heat or chronic inflammation burns up this little microscopic cell. Well, burn up enough microscopic cells and you impede a natural biological process that's trying to happen in your brain or your eyes or your heart or your lungs or wherever it might be. So you have a health condition. Well, how's the health condition corrected? Reduce the inflammation. How do you do that? You reduce the sugar. You reduce the refined flour and grain products. All of those things create inflammation. You reduce safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oils. They all create excessive inflammation. You increase your omega-3 fatty acids. Ooh, omega from fish? Yeah, from fish. You mean fish reduces the fire? It certainly does. It creates a fire in your mind. It creates a better blood flow of the burning energy in your heart and your muscles because it's a natural anti-inflammatory, which creates energy and vitality, improving blood flow and increasing, as holistic physicians say, when you get enough of the super pure omega-3 fish oils, you create a perfect lubrication of your brain.
Yes.
A perfect lubrication of your eyes. A perfect lubrication of your heart and your arteries and your capillaries. They didn't say perfect lubrication. They said perfect lubrication. From what? Fish. Fish oil. Something as simple as that. Does safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oils do that? Nuh-uh. They create fire. Fire destroys. As one woman said to me as I was explaining this one day, she says, do you mean that all the my heart is microscopic, my eyes are microscopic, the cells are microscopic, but the inflammation burns them up? See, that's exactly what
that's
holistic
exactly
physician.
What it does.
She says, my God, that's Lahaina in every cell in my body. Complete inferno in every cell in your body. That's what the story is, folks.
Okay, well, you know, this is amazing here because did you want to touch on some more important nutrients?
Well, it goes on to say that turmeric is an excellent source of curcumin.
Right, exactly.
And curcumin is a major anti-inflammatory.
That's exactly. Okay? And they go on to say about that bioperine extract. That's what I wanted you to talk about, too.
Yeah, bioperine is a natural anti-inflammatory. Diindolylmethane, metabolizing to sulforaphane, promotes estrogen metabolism into a healthier balance of estrogen metabolites. This combination of phytonutrients, all the nutrients, these are all microscopic
plant stuff,
shifts the balance of all the inflammatory components through the induction of a natural enzyme action and promotes natural oxygen utilization. And diindolylmethane is complemented by glucoraphan, supports, number two, detoxification and reduces oxidative stress
absolutely,
and inflammation.
Absolutely. And you know what I hear a lot, and I understand it because I'm not going to exactly give you the numbers. As when I was an actor, a leading producer and head of a major theater, which you and I, Dennis and I, both worked often in great musicals and things, she said, never tell them your age, Mona. Never tell them your age. Jan McCart was her name, Royal Palm Dinner Theater.
Never knew her age, but you know, she lived to be quite an old gal.
Yes, but she says, never, Mona, doing that. Don't tell them your age.
That's right.
Okay, but things that get concerning, they do get concerning, as we all very well know when we're getting there. And thank God for Al Sears, MD, a very famous doctor, and he puts references. He's got so many medical, clinical trials proving and supporting in clinical medical trials of every nutrient that he recommends, because his article is on transforming your brain health and protecting against Alzheimer's and supporting your brain's mitochondrial function. He starts out by saying, I recommend to my patients the cardio coenzyme Q10, the active form of CoQ10. It sparks your aging mitochondria to make more energy for the brain. He says it's absolutely critical to do that for you. And he goes on and on to say, but I also recommend pyriloquinonyl quinine, PQQ, because it neutralizes free radicals that damage and kill off your mitochondria, your brain. At the same time, PQQ triggers your cells to build healthy new power generators of your brain.
New
he says you've got to say 100% of the ubiquinol form of CoQ10, known as Cardio-210. It's much more powerful and much easier for your body to absorb. And you know, one of my favorite nutrients, because again, it's the leader in Europe for what, 75 years, a century? Acetyl-L-carnitine. And he abbreviates it and says about the studies, but then he goes on that this amino acid plays a crucial role in making energy to your cells. It transports fatty acids into the mitochondria, which are burned for fuel. It carries toxic waste out of the brain, which can do damage. But as you age, the levels of ALC, acetyl-L-carnitine, drop. You need acetyl-L-carnitine, says the doctor. Medical studies show that when your mitochondria slow down, ALC fires them up again. Medical studies also show, quote, acetyl-L-carnitine reverses the malfunction in the mitochondria in your brain as you age. Good grief. Acetyl-L-carnitine. And he makes that point, and he doesn't leave that subject without saying the super pure fish oils, DHA and EPA. He says, what does Mona and Dennis say, dear? Can you summarize what he says here about the omega-3 EPA and DHA? Summarize what it is about the brain boy. Brain boy.
Well, that's a compliment. You're calling me a brain boy. Thank you. Okay, here we go, folks. Directly from the doctor, word for word. Docosahexaenoic acid. Your brain is 60% fat.
Yeah, what? A fathead.
Fat.
And now it's okay if I call you a fathead, right? You're okay with being called a fathead, isn't that right, darling?
Well,
and now you don't feel badly about that anymore.
Not
isn't
at
that
all.
Right, dear?
Because
you know, okay.
You always remind me to mute my phone before I do
phone.
A show.
Mute the phone, okay. Well, okay.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
The phone is now muted.
Go right ahead.
Here we go. DHA. Your brain is 60% fat. Or did I say that?
You did say that. He also includes the EPA in that also.
May I go on?
I'll go right ahead.
And omega-3 make up 40% of the omega-3 fats that combat brain shrinkage and memory loss. So what reduces brain shrinkage? What reduces memory loss? Super pure
omega-3, right?
Super pure omega-3, right.
And the Alive and Well one is so high in EPA and the DHA, it's incredible. It's building your brain. Besides the heart, as the Harvard doctor said, reduces the number one cause of death from heart attacks and everything else, and they quoted all their clinical trials. But all of that, but again, your brain is a fat.
Get out of here.
Fathead, go on and read.
Okay. A specific kind of omega-3 called docosahexaenoic acid, DHA, has been shown to help slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease. Gee, did
there
we ever
go.
Say that
okay.
before?
That's it. We've been saying it and
One
saying
clinical
it.
Trial showed that Alzheimer's patients who took 900 milligrams of DHA each day experienced almost immediate memory improvement.
Look at that. Look at that.
Almost immediate memory improvement. Shall
and
I repeat
EPA
that one
has,
more time?
And the EPA has had as much demonstration of that in clinical trials.
Yeah. And the doctor was going to say, I used to tell patients to boost their omega-3 intake with fish oil. And that's the proper answer. But it's EPA and DHA.
The EPA and DHA. And
okay,
you know,
those are the two healthy fatty acids which are primary activators of the mitochondrial function of creating new cellular life. wherever the cells might be, in your brains or your eyes, your heart, the capillaries, the arteries, the arterioles. Keep in mind, everything that happens in our body, folks, is microscopic. You can't see it.
That's exactly right.
It's so tiny,
right.
It just had nothing really happening. But put all those little happenings together, and you have something that really is an identifiable part of your anatomy.
You know, and they even support that with new research has also demonstrated that more omega-3s produce larger, more functional brains, and it's incredible. And especially when you also add the CardioQ10, they go on to say that another nutrient, phosphatidylserine, for brain and membrane support.
Mm-hmm.
That's very good, right, dear? Which is a natural fatty acid, and the turmeric and vitamin E. Great things, great nutrients. Isn't that so, honey?
Well, curcumin is the active ingredient in turmeric. That's why turmeric is renowned for its wonderful health effects. It's the curcumin content. There are other things that help as well. But the curcumin content is the major anti-inflammatory. It's the major fire putter-outer. It's the fire department in turmeric. Okay? So when you concentrate that curcumin... You get viable anti-inflammatory, health-regenerating activity in every cell in your body.
You know, it's amazing what is it? I keep forgetting the term. Not a star player. We used to have that in acting so much, and I know they have it in sports. When you can do a multitude of different things, when you can do, what is that called?
The lead.
I know it's called the lead. Okay, but here's another medical. Here's another published medical thing.
A triple
and the meta-analysis.
Okay. A triple threat.
Okay, triple threat.
Or
even quadruple or more than that.
Right, okay.
And here's this report that they're doing here about, you know, in the U.S. alone, 200,000 people each year are afflicted with schizophrenia, hallucinations, delusions, chaotic thinking and speech. Goes on all kinds of things. In the U.S., 200,000 people, and 50% of schizophrenia patients don't admit they are ill and refuse to accept prescribed, etc. What are the symptoms, the doctors say? Hallucination and all we've said, okay? But what are they finding out? This is amazing. What is the association between the super pure omega-3 fatty acids from fish oils and schizophrenia?
Mm-hmm.
Omega-3 fatty acids support normal growth and development of the nervous system. The super pure omega-3 fatty acids have antioxidant functions and prevent oxidative damage to the neurons in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
Schizophrenia patients have low levels of omega-3 fatty acids compared to healthy individuals. Insufficient blood levels of these omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA, cause inflammation in the neurons, increasing risk of schizophrenia.
Right back to fire again, folks, inflammation.
And they summarize by going what's called a meta-analysis,
mm-hmm.
which is analysis of all medical studies.
It's hundreds of studies.
Hundreds. A meta-analysis of hundreds of randomized controlled trials evaluated the relationship between omega-3 fatty acids and schizophrenia. The analysis revealed that supplementation with the omega-3 fatty acids alleviated symptoms in patients with schizophrenia.
Mm-hmm.
Can you get over this? Toxic, terrible drugs and everything side effects?
And that falls right in the hand and glove of what holistic physicians have been saying for years and years and years. That, as I mentioned earlier, what they say is when you have the right levels of omega-3 fatty acids, the EPA and DHA, you reduce inflammation. And inflammation is the crux of all disease. But you increase the lubrication, the perfect lubrication of your brain and your eyes and your heart and your lungs and your little toe. Reduces inflammation throughout your anatomy, okay? Perfect, perfect example. And the CardioQ10 then it gives greater mitochondrial strength to the beat of the heart, to the thinking capabilities of the brain, of the cells, of the eyes, every cell in your body. It creates new energy levels of utilization of these nutrients.
Right. And, you know, going along, it's amazing. Because it's not just that you and I, Dan, are thinking and saying, why are they doing the terrible drugs and everything when you have the nutrients that are proven in the clinical trials and cited by top doctors mm-hmm. of all the clinical trials? And look what just came out that you were informing me about, changing the face of psychiatry. Dr. Walsh, here. And here they give the background of him. Dr. Walsh is convinced the use of psychiatric medications will eventually fade away, says the doctor, as we learn more about normalizing brain function through nutritional interventions.
Hallelujah.
Can you sing and dance to that?
I can't dance, but I can sing.
Well, Jack is here, you know, and because Gary's going
to
let Jack take
over. I don't want him to feel self-conscious.
Okay, Jack, stomp on the table, dear. Come and dance a little bit, okay? The Dr. Walsh Research Institute is a public charity with no financial interest, which are slowly but surely helping to change mainstream psychiatry. Dr. Walsh has given talks at the highest levels, including the Surgeon General's Office, the U.S. Senate, and National Institutes of Health. He has spoken at the American Psychiatric Association meeting numerous times, and he goes on and on and on and on, talking about depression and all of these different symptoms which are nutritionally inadequate, you know, and the nutritional inadequacy you have to support.
Okay, let me just, drugs, again, folks, we're not entirely against drugs. Drugs can reduce symptoms and gain relief for the patient, okay? But drugs don't solve the problem. As if you happen to stop taking the drug, the problems suddenly reappear. Nutrition works a different way. Nutrition works with a whole metabolic process of creating new cellular life. Cellular life in amplification corrects the health challenge. It's like fighting a virus. They can give you a vaccine which stifles your own immune system and helps to kill the virus. Well, as Dr. Siegel mentioned on television, if you use the quercetin and vitamin C and D3 and zinc, you create killer cells in your body, which kill what? Viruses, bacteria, yeast, fungus, mold, pathogens of every way, shape, and form. So you're born with an innate immune capability of coping with all the challenges of life. With the nutrients, you enhance that capability. You strengthen your immune system. You strengthen your health. Okay? That's what holistic physicians are all about. And that's why we report on them repeatedly, over and over again.
That's right.
You can create a new you.
That's right, and that's exactly what Dr. Walsh is saying, and he was talking about the meeting at 17,000 psychiatrists
uh-huh.
at this meeting from all over the world, and he was the number one speaker. And afterward, there was tremendous demand for more information. Walsh offered a training program in which he was in the U.S., and all 500 physicians and all the psychiatrists in 32 countries have taken his program so far. And he is what he studies in this. He's talking about how disastrous the SSRIs and all of these other things are. And he talks about doing nutrition, which is...
The SSRIs are selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Right. And he goes on and on about how it's so important, he says, to give the nutrients... to give nutrients, okay, from that. And, you know, I have to bless just what you do, because you made me aware of how Dr. McCullough, he's incredible. He's a top medical doctor mm-hmm. reporting what medical science in clinical trials, and his study, I want you to talk about this, how B vitamins improve brain health, cognition, psychiatric problems, and mood disorders. And here, the abbreviation, research shows that these B vitamins significantly reduce symptoms associated with schizophrenia, more so than any drug treatments. And they go on, other B vitamin deficiencies produce symptoms of psychiatric disorders and mood disorders and can play a role in cognitive decline and dementia when they are deficient. Look at that. Okay, and so
which
would
does
you please...
what? It reinforces the very... premise, the very basic premise of health. Why do we eat? we don't eat to get more chemicals. There's 60,000 chemicals in our environment. We inadvertently eat them because those are applied to the crops and to the soil and through the air and into the water. Yes, those chemicals are there. But why do people, before all these chemicals, why do people eat? To reestablish a nutritional content and proper function of their brain, of their eyes, their heart, and every muscle in their body. It's nutrients, folks, which regenerate cells, which create health.
Right.
It's nutrients which create the health. And the B vitamins are, of all the vitamins in the world, I know, this is outrageous. I'm going to say something outrageous. Of all the vitamins in the world, the B complex vitamins are so multifunctional.
That's
on
right.
Every level of metabolism and health creation.
Right, and he makes that point. That these B vitamins are essential for cognition and the prevention of neurological disease and mental disorders, okay? And he says here, he quotes Dr. McCullough, psychiatry typically relies on drugs, but much more severe psychiatric problems have been shown to benefit greatly from nutritional interventions, and that he was talking about how the B vitamin deficiency is similar to a condition called pellagra,
mm-hmm.
which used to kill people and cause dementia and delirium, okay?
And what's nice about the healthy one multiple.
Yeah, I wanted you to get that in one second. Okay. Pellagra was epidemic in Americas during the early 1900s. And we might be dealing with a similar epidemic of malnutrition today. That said, taking top B vitamins have an ability to reduce all neuropsychiatric disorders and are a valuable treatment adjunct.
What do you mean?
You're going to say, and he quotes all that the research shows that these B vitamins, quote, significantly reduce symptoms associated with schizophrenia and other mental illnesses, much more so than any standard drug treatment.
Any standard drug treatment.
As noted by the journal, Medical Journal Psychological Medicine and lead author, Dr. Joseph Firth. Okay?
Okay?
Can you talk about that healthy one and why? Okay.
Well, when they say B vitamins, you know, doctors oftentimes say you ought to get a B vitamin, get a B complex. Well, folks, a B complex simply means more than one vitamin. You get a multiple, it's more than one. Multiple is more than one. It could be two or three or six, or it could be 25 or 30. What is it? What's it going to be? Well, there's a lot of B vitamins on the market which give you 6 or 8 or 10 B vitamins in what's now called the recommended daily allowance. Means it gives you the recommended amount. Don't take more than that because this is what's recommended. Well, folks, the recommended daily allowance title has been changed. It is now called recommended daily allowance, but the same potency of nutrients used to be called the minimum daily requirement. That means we got a bunch of bureaucrats telling us that we need the minimum amount of these nutrients. Well, the minimum is just enough to keep you standing and breathing, not necessarily active, not necessarily to fulfill your requirements for whatever your occupation or preoccupation is. Because you never give the minimum, you always give an optimum level of effort, an optimum level of concentration, an optimum level of getting the job at hand done and accomplished, or the maximal, not the minimum. Well, the minimum is just enough to keep you standing and breathing, as so many holistic physicians say. But that's not enough to fulfill your job, your life, as you live it. Using the optimal level, which is what holistic physicians recommend,
that's
and what
right.
is found in a product at Alive and Well called Healthy One.
Yes.
Healthy One, or the Healthy One. It's a multiple vitamin mineral, all vegetable derived, in high potencies,
yes.
an optimal level of nutrients rather than the minimum or the recommended daily allowance, an optimum level of nutrients for every function that you might
exactly.
be called upon to perform for that day.
That's right. And you know, that Dr. Firth that we were quoting,
yeah.
With all the psychiatrists and all the huge studies and being the leader and everything else,
mm-hmm.
this his exact quote about the necessary of the supplementation of the high dose, this is his exact quote. high-dose B vitamins would be useful for reducing symptoms in people with schizophrenia and other mental illnesses. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There is indication that these overall effects are driven by larger benefits among all kinds of patients who have severe neurodegenerative. He goes on. And one of the reasons for B vitamins' effect on the wide range of mood disorders and neurological and psychiatric conditions relate to the fact, says the doctor, that these vitamins have a direct impact on the methylation cycle,
mm-hmm.
required for the production and function of neurotransmitters and the maintenance of myelin, the fatty sheath surrounding your nerve cells.
Mm-hmm.
Without, say the doctors, without this protective coating, nerve signals become slow and sporadic, which can lead to motor function problems, cognitive losses, changes in mood, and many serious conditions.
You know what helps to break down myelin?
The deficiency in B vitamins also leads to depression, cognitive impairment, and dementia. Go ahead.
And you know what helps to break down myelin and cognitive function?
What?
Inflammation.
Exactly.
What creates the inflammation? The fire in all those microscopic cells in your body, which are trying to create new health and new life every minute of your life? It's called sugar. It's called refined carbohydrates. All refined carbohydrates turn into sugar. All sugar, say holistic physicians and other physicians as well, sugar creates inflammation, fire in every microscopic piece of anatomy in your body. And the nutrients, the super pure omega-3 fish oils at Alive and Well, put out the fire. The nutrients put out the fire. The natural vegetables and the wholesome organic vegetables and fruits put out the fire, as does the amino acids. The proper protein amino acid intake puts out the fire and regenerates new healthy tissue, new healthy you. But when you eat the junk, you're creating fire.
That's right. And you know, I can't leave that, even that topic, because Dr. Mercola has in a zillion pages here on this, of all the clinical trials, the many benefits of NAC+. And he goes on to say, here one of the things he touches on beside all the other benefits is PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, and the treatment of addiction. Another area, he went on to say, that NAC Plus shows particular promise is in the treatment of mental health disorders, including post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, and substance and abuse disorders. In many studies, PTSD symptoms in war veterans, decreased by 46%. Substance use cravings by 81%.
By using?
And depression reduced a 48% in war veterans after NAC usage.
NAC.
Wow. Because, you know, you when you often look at this or you hear about this or you read about this and your heart breaks for these great heroes that have served the country, mm-hmm. that put their lives on the line and the treatments we went through. And wow, and here he's quoting all clinical trials about what NAC Plus could do. But again, PTSD, post-traumatic stress after the terrible experiences, mm-hmm. 46% war veterans decreased. Cravings for some terrible drug, 81%, and depression by 48% just after that one nutrient, the NAC Plus. Can you believe?
That's amazing. I did not know that.
That brings tears to my eyes, really.
And I still am, every moment of my life, every breath I take, I am reminded of how I was told that my emphysema, my incurable emphysema, my terrible lung condition, the inflammation of my lungs and the scar tissue in my lungs was incurable. I had to take, it's a chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. I was told that it was incurable. I had to take drugs or else I was going to get worse and then unfortunately meet a moment of truth when whatever that would culminate in. I said no, I didn't want to take the drugs. So I started taking NAC+. I had no idea that NAC+ was as effective as it has proven to be. But it cured me, said the doctor a year later.
That's right.
All the emphysema symptoms were gone. There was no evidence of emphysema. There was no evidence of me ever having had emphysema. There was no scar tissue from all the black spots that were on my lungs and the inflamed tissue that was there previously. I was impressed with that. I still am impressed with that, with every breath I take. But all the things that you just mentioned.
That's right. More and more. Post-traumatic stress disorder. That's right.
All the mental things that go along with are cured with the NAC.
Amazing. And the war veterans and everything, that really knocks me out. The doctor goes on and on about that NAC counters the toxic effects of alcohol. It
regenerates the liver.
Right, and it's the main thing for acetaminophen toxicity in a liver. He goes on and on. He has lists and lists of preventing asthma, treating pulmonary fibrosis, ulcerative colitis, mm-hmm. influenza, mm-hmm. Alzheimer's, you name it, muscle performance, obstructive COPD, just what you said. And you were born with that because mommy in those years didn't know about smoking during pregnancy.
I nearly died when I was a week old.
That's right. Because mommy didn't know. She's a wonderful lady. They just didn't know about smoking cigarettes, schizophrenia, insulin resistance, all the many, many incredible benefits
of NAC.
How
about glutathione production? Glutathione production is a major, major antioxidant your body produces, and it produces more of the antioxidant, more of the health-building, regenerating capabilities with its glutathione with NAC+.
Okay. Amazing, all the terrific nutrients.
Isn't it amazing?
What you can learn about and what they can do for you. And again, we're quoting the doctors and the clinical trials and even a top doctor lecturing and teaching psychiatrists, all of that, about what great things can do, including omega-3 fatty mm-hmm. acids and NAC. My gosh. All the multitude of benefits. You want a multitude of benefits and you want to learn more. Remember, messengers, don't claim healing. Don't people honor off medications. Doctor's area. Come in and talk to a live and well. We have a lovely, comfortable area if you want to talk to Dennis or Mona. We never charge, never have, never will. Zero charge. But we love to sit. We could talk about diet. We could talk about clinical trials, anything like that. But make an appointment, 877-4950. Make an appointment, Dennis or me. We're not going to object to whomever you choose, but make an appointment so we're not with somebody else or not there for any particular time. Remember that 877-4950 for any of our zillion wonderful services, mailing things, having beautiful, wonderful foods ready for you, getting all your friends are coming over. You want to have things ready so you can eat it over there or take it home, whatever. All or nutrients. Because you're going on a trip and all of that, because you're going on a trip. See, I think all of our friends are calling us right now. They're just calling us. We've become so popular that many of you are doing that. But we do suggest when you call us or make the appointment, do it a little later. Wait till after we do the radio show. What do you think like that? I think that might be much more. So again, all of those, remember, Alive and Well, we are well known as Fanatic Organics. We are committed to your health and well-being. We're sharing information. We don't claim that we cure. We're just sharing information about what doctors have learned about nutrients in clinical trials. Isn't that wonderful, sweetheart?
That's the whole purpose. That's our drive.
Okay. That's right. It is our purpose. It is our purpose. And remember the wonderful organic foods and the organic, you know, every day we drink those organic, fresh-squeezed organic green juices. It's really terrific.
This is Dennis Jones.
Really? And this is Mona Jones.
Really?
Yes.
And let us remind you folks just one more time
that optimum health is
alive and well
in Kahului. Aloha.